Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now here's Kevin Huerter. Kevin on the baseline right side. Kevin now moving into the lane. Little right-hander by Kevin is good, and he got fouled by Curry. And a chance at a three-point play.
It's a great feeling. Like you said, we're going to celebrate this tonight, but we didn't come this far to get this far. So for the next series, this team is just as good, if not better, than the team we just beat. A team that poses a lot of new challenges and a lot of different personnel than the team we just saw. So we're going to go in that series just like we did, confidence high, and roll the ball out and we'll play.
Yeah, that Kevin Huerter, big star last night, MVP of the game for the Atlanta Hawks, as he had easily his best game as a pro. It may not have been his all-time career high in points, Hugh, but welcome back to the morning show with John and Hugh. Your calls in just a moment here, Hugh. Kevin Huerter was spectacular when you needed somebody to pick up the slack for Trey for the first three quarters and hitting clutch and playing defense. Boy, did he bring his A-plus game last night.
Yeah, he did, John. He came up big, man, and that's what it's all about. He was getting a lot of love on the Instagram last night, and he was, people were, happy about the way that he played. So, yeah, it was a good night. Definitely a good night.
All right, your reaction. Are the Hawks kind of a team of destiny, or are they just riding a wave as we go to game one against the Bucks on Wednesday night? Josh is in Atlanta. He's on with John and you. Morning to you, Josh.
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening?
LGH. Believe Atlanta and all that good stuff.
Hey, I got to tell you what, that Kool-Aid is Atlanta Hawks red, baby. We're going all the way.
Yeah, I mean, is it a real thing, Josh? I mean, it's not just a riding a wave thing, or is this a real thing?
I don't know. It seems like the stars are kind of aligning right for us this year. It's a very special team, very special group.
Yeah, and thanks, Josh. I do appreciate it. Hugh, you get that sense. I mean, let's put it this way, Hugh. There's a time when, you're out and about. Maybe it's your third date with a girl, and you kind of each catch your eye, and then you turn your head away and go, oh, this is about to happen, isn't it?
What's about to happen? I don't understand.
That whole, this isn't dating anymore. This is, like, real. And, I think the Hawks have been kind of dating around here, and suddenly it feels like it's about to be real.
I don't understand that look around, and all of a sudden you realize it's real thing, John. I don't understand that. But anyway, to your point.
You've been married twice. You know what I mean.
Yeah, but it ain't never happened like that for me. But to your point, John, I think that this is something that has been building. And I think it has been building with the belief that you can get it done, the belief that you are a good team. Because when you look for whatever reason, and I have to point to Coach McMillan, because that's the biggest change that I could see, because the personnel hasn't changed that much. Oh yeah, and the fact that they've gotten healthy, I mean, that helps a lot too. But with that being said, this team was doing what they were doing when they were banged up with Coach McMillan. So you got to give him props. I think, John, part of this has become, when I look at Trey play, Trey trusts his teammates more. And what's funny, I see a correlation, because there's, like, just looking on, just popping in on different rooms and that Clubhouse and things like that, and seeing different memes and everything. I saw where, like, it was a meme that I saw where Kobe Bryant, rest in peace, where he said something about, you know, they were asking him about passing the ball to his teammates. And he said he didn't pass it to him because he didn't respect their work ethic. And he didn't think they were going to do anything with it. And it just made me think, Trey has gotten more trust in his teammates. And that's what has made this team so much better. Think about John Collins for a minute and what he's become to Trey as a player. You know, and some of the outlet passes and some of the positions that Trey has put John Collins in to be, you know, to be in the position that he's in to get paid. I mean, that's huge. Trusting your players in basketball, in any sport for that matter, is huge. And that's what Trae Young has done. You know, people look at it and talk about his stat line from the other night, well, last night, I should say, and talk about, well, he wasn't the guy. Dude, he kept everybody else in it, though. You know, every night Trae is not going to score like 30 or 40 points. Trae did enough to keep everybody involved, and then on top of that, he came up big when he had to. So that says to me that he's trusting his teammates.
We go to Greg in Atlanta. He's on with John and Hugh, reacting to the Game 7 win of the Hawks over the Sixers. Hey, Greg.
Good morning, John and Hugh. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Real quick, man, I really think to your point, Hugh, definitely got to give some credit to Coach Nate. But also, you got to give some credit to the GM, Slink, man. He really came and put a ball club together. And I was on the way up, tough to sleep last night. It's so much excitement. And I came across a stat that said three teams, Lakers, Heat, and the Cavs, had mid-coaches changes and absolutely won the title. So in my frame, I'm like, why not us? Good morning. I mean, y'all have a good day, guys, and I'll sit back and listen.
Yeah, we are going to have a good day. Yeah, why not us? Why not now? I mean, that's the thing. Jeff Wolf tweets in and says, you know, just, hey, John, you know, just enjoy the ride. Which is fine. I am enjoying the ride. But there's something here, Hugh, that's a little – all right, understand where I'm kind of coming from. I'm trying to get inside my brain here. Yes, I'm a bandwagon Kool-Aid guy, Hugh. I get it. I'm a fan who gets way over my skis. But I'm also able, after all these years, to see when something is real and when something isn't real. And this is a real this isn't a mirage what the Hawks are doing. I mean, they're doing this. They shot the lights out of it in the first half of Game 1 against a bully ball team in Philadelphia and still won three games in Philadelphia, still won three games on the road playing, you know, a different style of basketball, not shooting worth a damn.
Yeah, and they got it done. Confidence, John, that's what that is. And not letting, you know, my biggest thing going into this was I was concerned about how these moments would affect these young players, but they've done a tremendous job of not letting the moment be too big for them and thriving in adverse situations. I mean, this is a well-oiled machine right now, John, a real cohesive unit, and they're doing what they got to do. They're doing what they got to do.
That whole Believe Atlanta hashtag is a real thing, is what I'm trying to tell you. Jeremy's in Gainesville, and he's on with John and Hugh, reacting to a Game 7 win on the road. First time the Hawks have ever done that in the history of the franchise. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, morning, guys. This is just a little bit of both, really. This team they're playing too confident right now, and to see guys step up when Trey was off was big last night.
Jeremy, where are you? What is that sound? I guess he can't hear me, John. But that
sounds like
he's blowing a whistle or something. Blow the whistle. I don't understand.
No, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of reasons to believe. I mean, when they have to resort to, you slow it down and try and push them around. Guess what? This team, I think more than anything else, Trey is emblematic of this. Again, I go back to, you spit on him, you F-bomb him, you do all this kind of stuff to try and get in his grill. You knock him down, and this team kind of has the same thing. He's just emblematic of the whole team, where you shove them, like they shove John Collins or they shove anybody else, they push back. That's what I love about this team. This team, Hugh, this is not a team that's soft. I said at the beginning of the playoffs, they're only going to go as far as, you know, they have to shoot. They have and they haven't really shot at all.
They haven't played. Like, listen, this team has not played some great games. They just haven't. I mean, let's just call it what it is. They've looked horrible at times. But for whatever reason, John, that has not hurt them like you think it would. It really hasn't. Like, it hasn't been one of those the death knell, if you will, when they don't play well. It hasn't been one of those things that, you know, has killed them. I can't say that enough. But this is the thing. They don't get down. They were down, what, 26 points?
I know.
And came back. So it's one of those it's like this for me. You have to probably, like, watching the Hawks now, especially in this next the East Conference Finals, you probably got to take a couple edibles and a drink and just to calm your nerves, because they will have you going through some emotional changes. Like, seriously. Or smoke a cigarette or something. Not telling anybody to smoke a cigarette. Just using that as an analogy. I don't want anybody, you know, texting Sean talking about it. I'm trying. You got to do that nowadays, John, because people take that and they literally think that's what you're trying to get them to do. But my point is this. You have to be prepared with this Hawks team for anything. So you can't get too high on them, or you can't get too low on them, because this is just who they are. As a squad, you know they're going to fight. You know they're going to be gritty. And that's the only thing that you can bank on. Everything else, man, you mess around and have heart palpitations watching this team, because they might get down by 30 and come back and rally. And you're looking like, damn, you might bail. And then you're looking like, damn, why did I bail? Yeah, if that's anything that I've learned about this team, you can't do that. You got to watch every minute of them play, because it'll change on you in a heartbeat.
Down 18, they come back and win. Down 26, they come back and win. Blow a game six at home by missing four free throws, for God's sakes. And yet they don't ever waver. They just go to Philadelphia and win game seven. I mean, this team has got backbone. They've got heart. They've got all those intangibles. And they have it. They're 8-4. They've won five games on the road, and they haven't played well. Where do they start playing well? Oh, good heavens. All right, let's get a chance for you to win, because we got so much to do today. More of your calls coming up here in just a minute. You know, if you have to hang on, bear with us here. We want to make sure that we get to all of your calls today, and we're going to be taking calls all morning long with John and Hugh reacting to Game 7. First, though, a chance for you to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
Sharp, S-H-R-P, Sharp. Sharp objects don't need to be in Philadelphia right now, and the Hawks have looked pretty sharp, got to say. I mean, despite the not shooting, they have been on point here. SHRP, Sharp, 272881. Message data rates may apply. So hopefully you can text Sharp to 72881, and you will win $1,000 this morning. Message and data rates apply. And, of course, you get full details at 929thegame.com/rules. Next up, a couple of quick NFL headlines and more of your calls ahead reacting to Game 7, Hawks and Philadelphia. John and Hugh on the morning show the day after they move to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bang! And the Hawks have tied the game!
Our Hawks are in the Eastern Conference Finals.
For complete playoff coverage of our Hawks, keep it here.
Our Hawks play here.
Hi, Atlanta. This is John Collins of the Atlanta Hawks. And you're listening to 92.9 The Game.
A Those Hawks, they're just going to take us all the way to the NFL season, aren't they? NFL headlines this morning. A couple of quick NFL headlines with John and Hugh, and then back to your calls. So if you're hanging on, Rashad, Eric, David, Chris, today is about you guys and you gals and Atlanta Hawks fans celebrating a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll get back to your calls in just literally just about a minute or two. But we do have a couple of NFL headlines brought to you by Cool Ray Heating and Cooling's Lifetime Parts and Labor Warranty. Interesting thing going out up in Buffalo, where the Bills, the Erie County, which is where Buffalo is, had said, you must be vaccinated to go to a game. Well, now they've changed that, Hugh, and they've come back and said, okay, fans don't have to be vaccinated. This in and around the fact that Cole Beasley changed that conversation up there by going so public and so hard about, you know, I don't give a damn who you are. I'm going to live my life, whether you like it or not. And interesting to see the reaction to Cole Beasley's stance here, because it has been very public. He has become kind of like the leading advocate for, you know, get the hell out of my space for a lot of people.
You know what's funny, John? I saw where he said, I guess in one of these meetings, he would retire before he get the vaccination. Don't believe that. Do not believe that for a minute that he would do that. But, I mean, you know, he's been very vocal about how he's handling this situation. No question about that. I'll say that. And listen, I am not about to get on my soapbox and talk about vaccinating. That's not what I'm doing. But he's basically talking about how, in a sense, they're trying to force people to get vaccinated that might not want to get vaccinated. Again, I have to stress, whatever you do, what's best for you. Do what's comfortable for you. That's not what I'm saying here. That's not what I'm saying, but that's kind of the route that where this is going, because like John, this is the most that I've been out this weekend, you know, with the Father's Day weekend and had some other some things that I had to do this weekend. So this is the most that I've been out, but I've been masked up and I've, you know, tried to practice social distance the best that I can. But this is a real conversation that people are having about who's been vaccinated, who hasn't been. You know, and when you talk about that to certain people, that invokes a response. You know what I mean? Whether you've been vaccinated or whether you not have been vaccinated. So it's one of those things that we're going to be dealing with this, and it's going to be people that are going to be on both sides of this. But with all, I say that, all of that to say this, they can't make you get vaccinated. Nobody can make you get vaccinated, but it can be somewhat uncomfortable if you're not vaccinated. I can tell you that much for sure. That there's a little bit of you know, people being uncomfortable around people that aren't vaccinated. I can say that. Yeah.
No, I totally agree with you. I've said from the jump when we first got this vaccine to now, and I stand by it. Look, this is a personal decision that you have to make on your own, and I'm not about to, you know, tell people one way or the other. You know, I got vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. I'm not going to tell you what to do with yours. It's your body. You do what you want with it. So, I mean, very much a personal freedom issue. However, having said that, it will be interesting to see, Hugh. Most of the NFL players, because most of the teams, I think only four teams, aren't at the 85% threshold. You know, if there's a player out there, because we don't know who and who is not, except for Cole Beasley, you know, because he's the only one who really has come forward, is not vaccinated. But if a player is not vaccinated and he ends up at a critical time this year being out because of COVID protocol, you know, it's not just a John Rahm situation where he's costing himself. By the way, congrats to John Rahm on the Open yesterday. A John Rahm situation where he's costing himself money. But if he goes out at the wrong time for your team, some fans are going to probably have an issue with that.
Yeah, not only that, John, it's probably going to be a situation for him where it's going to cost him some money. If I'm not mistaken, you know, you're getting fined. My daughter was telling me yesterday that at her school, if she goes back to school, she said that if she does not get vaccinated and she catches COVID, she'll have to pay back some money. She was telling me something like that. She was telling me, and I couldn't believe. I was like, for real? She was telling me that, yeah, she has to pay back some money, like $1,000 or something.
Wow, really?
They're making it so that she goes to school at Murray State in Detroit. And she was telling me that, yeah, that they're telling her that if she catches COVID, if she doesn't get the shot, if she catches COVID, it's a possibility that she's going to owe them money.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. I hadn't heard that one before. That's a new one on me. All right. So, yeah, again, this will be kind of interesting to watch. We are just over 6 weeks away, though, from the Hall of Fame game. So, I mean, yeah, I think the Hawks are going to take us all the way to football season, Hugh. I mean, with the late NBA start and with the Hawks rolling like this, the Falcons camp starts in 1 month from Wednesday, 1 month from Thursday. I mean, we're 4 weeks from camp.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to think that that is the case, John. I mean, when you think about it, it really is. Because it's like we've been talking about basketball so long. And you know what the ironic part is? Normally this is the time we'll be talking Braves. We ain't really touched on them in a couple weeks. I mean, we've touched on it, but it's not really been that, you know, like it has been in the past. It's right, kind of weird.
The Hawks are running cover for them.
Is that what that is?
Uh-huh. More of your calls here. Let's get back to Game 7 last night. Your reaction to Game 7. How tough as nails are you believing in this team? Is this just riding the wave, or are these guys actually going to win it all? And if you're hanging on, and Rashad's been one of those people who've been hanging on, and there's a little bit of a wait time to get into the program today, just be patient. I promise we will get to you. 404-741-0929. Rashad's in Atlanta. He's on with John and Hugh. Hey, Rashad, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How y'all doing this lovely
Let's
morning?
Go.
Lovely, lovely morning. What's going on, man?
Lovely morning, man. I don't think this is luck or nothing, man. If you look at what we had on paper, wait. First of all, they said Trae Young was a bust when he was passing to Alex Lynn, Damari Carroll. No knock on them. Kent Bazemore, man. Travis Link came. We got a team around us. Lloyd Pierce tried to sabotage it in the beginning. We swapped out the coach.
Oh no! Wait! Stop!
On,
stop! Stop!
Come on, man.
You were rolling there, Rashad. That's not true.
That's
come
not,
on.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
After all, stop right. We got the best record after the coaching change.
Yeah, but he wasn't trying to sabotage it.
But the way you said it, though, like he was out there.
Go back and look at
no,
man, look at some
no,
of that lineup.
No, no, come on, Rashad, stop, just stop, stop while you're ahead.
He said he's out here sabotaging.
Yeah.
Who's but okay, Rashad?
Let's put it
working
this way.
For
Hugh. Hawks win the NBA title. Does Lloyd Pierce get a ring?
Yes.
Damn right he does.
Yes.
You don't give a ring to somebody trying to sabotage.
Yeah, he gets a ring, man.
You better believe he gets a ring.
That's crazy.
Can I speak to that for a second, guys?
Speak to it, eh?
Because I've had these thoughts, the Lloyd Pierce situation, the Nate McMillan situation. I've got a lot of stuff on this. Lloyd Pierce, and I felt this way from the beginning to now, Lloyd Pierce was never built or never brought here to take this team to a title. Lloyd Pierce was here to build a young core, develop. Hey, look, his whole specialty was player development, right? That's what he came over here for, to take a young Trey and Herter and Hunter and Reddish and the rest of the young gang and develop them. He was always going to be moved on when the team was ready to win. I think what happened is they felt that time had come quicker than expected, probably a year quicker than expected, and that's what happened.
And during a season.
But please do not overlook what Lloyd Pierce did for this team.
Right.
And whether there were issues in the locker room or whatever, Trey's game, it came a long way under Lloyd Pierce, and certainly Hunter and Reddish. He had a much bigger impact than people are willing to admit. And I know there were struggles this year, but you're not where you are under Nate McMillan if you didn't have Lloyd Pierce.
Right. And they had to make the coaching change because there was a belief within Tony Ressler and Travis Schlenk that this team was not a 14-20 team, that this team was better than that, that they had a team that could at least make the playoffs. And at that point, at 14-20, you had a lot of doubt, Hugh, as to whether or not this team was going to make the playoffs. And they were like, look, you know, we can't afford not to make the playoffs this year. Now look where they sit.
Man, listen, if they'd have stood pat, there's no telling what this team would be right now if they'd have just left it as it is. Listen, somebody asked me, is Coach Pierce, you know, what does this mean for him that they're playing so well? Couldn't answer that question. But and the second part of that question was, do I think Coach Pierce is going to get a job coaching somewhere else? I think he will. I think he will.
Yeah, Lloyd's come out and said he's really happy that he's watched and been engaged, and he's been very happy to watch the Hawks. He's been thrilled for them. So, I mean, and he's such a great guy. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, I probably don't believe that part of it, because there's some part, like, listen, as a competitor.
There's
some part of you.
Right.
As a competitor that feels some kind of way that you didn't get it going, you know. But with that being said, they're having success. You get past all that and you keep it moving and you learn from your mistakes. That's what this is, man. This was his first coaching, head coaching job ever. He's going to take the mistakes that he made and he's going to be a better person for it. That's life in a nutshell. I don't think he was out there trying to undermine anybody or sabotage anything because, you know, his name is tied to this team too. You know, his name is tied to his head coaching and his future as well. However, you know, as the Hawks go, he goes. Well, that's what it was supposed to be. But, yeah, I think he'll get another job coaching somewhere.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, to Abe's point, Hugh, I mean, a lot of the credit of the early growth of Trae Young and Kevin Huerter and of DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter, there's no question that the Hawks missed DeAndre Hunter, and the reason they missed DeAndre Hunter is the growth of a player. When he came out of Virginia, everybody knew about his defense, but we didn't think he could shoot that well. Same really with John Collins when he came out of Wake. I think he only took one three-pointer in college. And yet developed him into a dual-threat kind of guy that was so good that he was probably the best player on the team in the first part of the season. Eric, David, and Chris, you're all next. As I said, please be patient with us. We'll get to your calls next. We're reacting to Game 7. The Hawks win a Game 7 on the road for the first time in their history, and they do it in that fashion and now get the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Is this team going to win the NBA crown? Or are you just enjoying the ride? With John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's happening, Duluth?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, man, Mike Bell here from Dukes and Bell. Get the guys' perspective, and the ladies can listen, too. It's Guy Talk. We do it each weekday on Dukes and Bell at 3:40 and 5:40. Don't miss it.
Kevin way out on the right side, 12 on the 24. He's guarded by Curry. Now Kevin takes it on the baseline, right to the hole, puts it up, and good. Kevin Huerter with a clutch basket. That ties the game at 84.
I thought, you know, Kevin, of course, led us tonight, but Gallo did a good job coming off the bench. John Collins continues to be consistent in his play. I thought Clint did an outstanding job of, guarding Embiid. You know, so it was really a team effort. One guy didn't shoot the ball well, but other guys, we trusted the rest of the team, and they came through for us.
Yep, one guy didn't shoot the ball well. I mean, really didn't shoot the ball well, and his teammates picked him up, and yet he was there in the fourth quarter when you needed him to be there in the fourth quarter. And welcome back to the Morning Show with John and Hugh. Today is all about you at 404-741-0929. Your reaction to Game 7, what you think will happen, do you believe? And one of the things we're doing you right now on our website, on our Twitter, at 929 The Game, is how do you see the series going against Milwaukee? You know, Hawks in 4 or 5, Hawks in 6 and 7, Bucks in 4 or 5, Bucks in 6 or 7. How do you see this series going, Hugh? How would you vote in our poll here about what you think is going to happen in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I think it's going to go. Man, that's a tough one, John. You might have to come back to me on that because I was thinking initially seven, but I'm gonna lean towards five. I'm leaning towards five a little bit.
Hawks and five.
Yeah. I'm kind of because it's you know to use a bad analogy like I do. Have you ever seen The Last Dragon? And when the last dragon learned how to get the glow all over his body, he learns how to do that like during his toughest match. It's kind of like that. Like they're at the point now where I think they believe in themselves so much that, I mean, the confidence level. I think it's going to be different because this is the thing, John. We haven't seen the Hawks play their best basketball yet. I mean, when you talk about this series, they've been pretty sloppy. Like, you know, you talk about the starts, slow starts, then they get off the fast starts and lose leads and things like that. They haven't played complete games this whole series, in either one of the series. So I'm thinking maybe this is it. Maybe they do it in this series.
Up against Coach Bud, their old head coach. Of course, last time the Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals, they went behind Mike Budenholzer in 2016. Two entirely different teams in the last 5 years have gone to the Eastern Conference Finals, only this time you're not facing LeBron. And so it'll be a great series starting Wednesday, 8:30, for Steve Holman on the call right here on the home of the Hawks Sports Radio 92 on the game. All right, let's get to your calls here. Eric in Gainesville is on with John and Hugh. Hey, Eric.
Hey, morning, John and Hugh. How are y'all doing?
Morning.
Believe Atlanta, Eric. That's what we do.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm so glad we beat the 76ers. Oh, all right, so my predictions for this series, definitely – I'm seeing a game six finish or possibly game seven for the Hawks. Now, if I remember correctly, I think Cam Reddish is coming back from the injury list, if I remember correctly.
I know he was practicing with the team. Don't know if he's going to play, though. The last time we talked, didn't know if he was going to play.
Yeah, I don't know. But if he does, it changes a lot because now we can – get the players who are, you know, a little bit banged up from the 76ers, give them a semi-break, you know, more bench duty, and then have, you know, Reddish back on the field and help out with the situation with trades and whatnot when it comes to, like, you know, the pressure and whatnot. Because the 76ers, one thing they did well in this last game was put pressure on Trey. But, you know, they played like a team, and they got the win.
Yeah, and Milwaukee does defend the arc well. They're a really good defensive team. And so it is the one thing. They are long, they are tall, they are athletic. And we saw that in the regular season, and Coach Bud likes to extend that defense. And so it will be a challenge to break it down. But, Hugh, again, when you do get it going here from beyond the arc, one thing the Hawks have not done is shoot threes. If they start shooting threes, and again, to win a series like this, all you have to do, and not all you have to do, but you just have to steal one on the road. If you can hold home court, you steal one on the road, you win the series. The Hawks have won 8 games in the postseason in New York and Philadelphia under spitting, cursing conditions, shoving conditions, fighting conditions, as two hostile crowds as there are in the entire NBA. They've won 5 times, including 2 closeouts. That's why you believe in this team, Hugh.
Yeah, and that's why you look at them and be like, yeah, they'll be okay. They'll be okay. And you see what you know, like I said, you know, the best Father's Day gift was Trey giving that jersey to his pops. Pops there, and, you know, him playing the way he does. He thrives in a situation like this, John. He thrives in adverse situations. He really, really does.
He really does. David in Marietta is on with John and Hugh. Let's go Hawks. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing great this morning. I can't complain. Man, that was quite the game last night, and I just want to go ahead and say that I felt something special about Nate McMillan about 3 games in when he started as the interim coach. I mean, you kind of saw a whole different attitude around that team. And I've been saying we have a deep team. We had all these injuries early in the season, but we have a deep team that there really aren't many other teams that are as deep as us. And you had Nate come in, and it's like you see this whole kind of different – you guys mentioned it a couple before a couple commercials ago. We just don't get down. with the game five, we were down 26 points. We didn't give up. And you saw as soon as we started coming back in that game, and Embiid, it was their final timeout. Embiid goes into that final timeout. You see it all over his face. And then shortly after, he goes and takes those two free throws. I could have called. I could put about $10,000 on it. I knew he was missing both because he got down. But that's something our team doesn't do. We're down 26, and we're still in it like we had a chance. And we did, obviously. So it's just crazy. Now, how do I think we're going to go from here on out? I don't know, man. I'd be a lot happier with DeAndre. I'm a Virginia fan, so I've been watching DeAndre since he was a freshman. And, man, I think that makes a huge difference. But, obviously, we've shown that we've got a deep roster, and we can fight.
It's one guy picking up the next guy, right? And this is what's been happening all year long. And you know, Bogey doesn't play well, and Trey is having a really off night. Here's Kevin Huerter or Clint Capella, or if they can't knock down threes, they can get into the lane and beat. They can beat you in so many ways. They can beat you with a floater. They can beat you with the lobs to the rim. They can beat you in a knockdown dragout. I mean, they can play up and down. They can play fist fight. They can do a lot of different things. And so, you know, their ability to adjust and to win in really difficult situations and really difficult climates. If you can win in New York and you can win in Philadelphia, and this is no offense to Milwaukee, it's a great town. I love going there. I've been there many times. But that crowd in Milwaukee, let me stop. Maybe you're right, Hugh. Maybe Trey needs that. Maybe Trey feeds off that a little
bit.
Well,
when he's having rough games and they come at his neck a little bit, that's when he really thrives. I think he just thrives in situations like that. So, yeah, it's one of those things, John, where – It like people think it hurts his feelings. No, I think it drives him. It drives him to the point where he doesn't care. He just goes out there and he handles his business.
Chris is in Canton. He's on with John and Hugh. We're reacting all morning long. Open lines at 404-741-0929. Talking to you about the Hawks. Do you believe in this team and what do you expect in the next series? Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys, and happy Hawks Monday to you.
Happy Hawks Monday.
Wow, well, I don't know. Don't even know what to say. What a series, what a game. I mean, these guys are going to go all the way. You know, you can feel it in the air. It's kind of like when the Braves won the World Series all those years ago. You just knew. You could just feel it. And these guys are going to go all the way, and they're going to do it. You know, these guys, they've got so much swagger and maturity. I mean, you look at Trae Young. That man is still a kid, but he's so mature and so with it. It's just amazing. I love this team. And I want to give a shout-out to my son, Riley. He got me turned on to this team years ago, and he's just the number one super fan. So all the way, guys, all the way.
How long have you been in Atlanta, Chris?
30 years.
Hey, you still have the accent, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, it's... It never goes away. I can't say name, but I could be the that lizard on TV. And also, guys, I just want to say thank you to 92.9. You guys have done such a great job, you know, with Steve Holman, with the commentating. You know, it's just been wonderful. And, you know, one thing, you know, this team, it's not just about basketball with them. You know, they're getting people talking. There's a buzz in the city, and everyone's on the bandwagon, and it's great.
Yeah, it is.
It is definitely great to see.
No, everybody is on the bandwagon, and there is a serious buzz. We talked about this early in the year. I talked about it with a couple of old friends about how, you know, again, this is where the old-timer has a little bit of insight for you young guys, okay? In the 80s, the Neek teams, this town buzzed for the Hawks. And you go, it did it? Yeah, and this town will buzz again. Well, look at it now. Yeah, they'll get everybody's attention. All right, more of your calls. Shane, hang on. Again, we implore you to be patient today. We're going to get to your calls next throughout the day here at 474-1099. What do you think is going to happen against Milwaukee? Do you believe in this Hawks team? You're riding that wave next with John and Hugh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.